you. Thank you all so much for being here. Lauren and I are very excited to be discussing with you the benefits of branded communities. Like said earlier, my name is Jackie. I am a research manager at FuelCycle, and I'll go into what that exactly means in a few moments, but I just wanted to give Lauren the chance to introduce herself and then go from there. So.
Perfect. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lauren Muehlethaler. I'm the Senior Director of Brand Development at Elle. I see a lot of women in the room, so I'm hoping some of you are Elle readers or Elle.com visitors, if nothing else for your horoscopes, because there are great horoscopes on Elle.com. So in my role as Senior Director of Brand Development at Elle, I lead sales-oriented brand communications that establish Elle as a must-buy for advertisers. And then the other side of my job is to establish Elle as a must-read for consumers. So it's kind of an interesting place that I sit, able to talk to B2C as well as B2B. So I have over 12 years of print and digital media research leadership, and I've helped launch, maintain, and engage with communities at Vanity Fair, Teen Vogue, and then most recently at Elle. So I'm really excited to be here with you all today.
And I am with FuelCycle. FuelCycle is an online community platform, and I am a research manager, so I utilize this platform to implement numerous amounts of data collection and methodologies through this platform. And after getting that data, it's a nice little segue from the previous presentation, I also get to tell stories using this data that makes sense in a way for not only our clients, but for our consumers as well. So today we're going to go over benefits of branded communities, and we're going to take a very close look into how Elle forges a win-win relationship with its consumers and advertisers via this inner circle community.
Great. So as we get started, just a little bit of background on Elle. Elle is the world's largest fashion and beauty media brand. We have 46 international editions in more than 60 countries. LUS is the number one content syndicator among that global network, so it's the largest content provider for those 46 international editions. And in the LUS edition reaches 33 million consumers on a monthly basis. The interesting thing about the way that 33 million breaks down is that the largest channel for Elle is social, of course. I think a lot of the brands in this room probably have that same experience with their brands in terms of consumer touch point. The Elle magazine is responsible for roughly 5 million in readership. Elle.com is responsible for roughly 10 million in terms of monthly traffic, and then the remainder is social followers. So the partnership that we have with FuelCycle allows us to recruit and identify just our most engaged brand evangelists and really have an ongoing, meaningful conversation with them through a private, safe platform. So you think about social media and how we have 19 million followers across the social channels. Why would consumers want to join yet another community? What's in it for them? What's the value exchange and value proposition? So we're going to get into some of those answers with this presentation, and then also just talk a little bit about some of the case studies we've done with the Elle Inner Circle community, with FuelCycle as our partner, and what the value that those case studies have brought for us in terms of revenue for our brand. So first and foremost, what is the Elle Inner Circle and why does it exist? It's our most engaged Elle consumers, as I mentioned. Members join by filling out a brief registration survey. It's a 5-minute survey. We recruit in book, so I'll get into a little bit more in terms of how consumers find the community and why they decide to join. But the registration survey is really meant just to ensure that the members coming to the community are enthusiasts of the Elle brand. So that means, do they read the magazine? Do they visit Elle.com? Have they been to an Elle event? Do they follow Elle socially? We want to make sure that we're bringing people to the group that truly are fans of and love the Elle brand. So the community ultimately allows us to deepen our relationships, not only with our readers by getting to know them better through open discussions and surveys, but also with our advertising partners, because we can create custom research solutions to respond to any consumer information gaps that they may have as a brand or an organization. There's a genuine value exchange between my team. So my team acts as moderators to the community, which is also interesting because when I started my career, at Elle and at previous brands, I was really sort of sitting in more of a market research role, and now I'm in a content development, content creation role with this community, which has been extremely fun and challenging at times, but insightful. You learn a lot about consumers really quickly when you're the face of the brand to them. So there's a value exchange between the moderators, the members, and then, of course, the sponsors, the advertisers. We need to make sure that what we're providing to them is valuable new information that helps move their business forward. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into a few examples of that value exchange in a couple slides with Jackie. So the community is operated by my team. We sit on the advertising side of the brand, so we're not on the editorial side, we're on the business side in terms of where we sit and what our responsibility is, which is ultimately to drive revenue for the brand, whereas the editorial side is focused on creating content for the brand. So in order to get the most useful data out of members, my team and I ensure that the projects we bring to the community have a benefit not only for the advertisers, but also for the members. So whether that's a free product, we'll get into some examples that we've done with sampling programs, or it's an exclusive event invite, or exclusive information on a new store concept or product launch, there always has to be something there for the consumer at the other end of it that makes them feel compelled to stay within the community and to share their opinion. So quick question, how many people in this room have heard the term big data in a meeting in the last month? I mean, I feel like everyone probably has. It's such a buzzword, it's such a market research buzzword right now. So every brand is talking about it, and we, of course, were no exception at Elle. It can be overwhelming, I think, as a marketer to think about the sheer volume of data that's out there about our consumers, how to analyze it, how to combine it. It presents a lot of great opportunities, but also, of course, a lot of sort of insurmountable challenges, it seems. It can kind of feel like you're trying to boil the ocean. That's how I felt at first. So the Eleanor Circle really allows us to be strategic, and rather than trying to boil the ocean, I say we've chosen to boil just the best, bluest, most representative ocean water in a small pot. So we sort of project findings out based on this small group, which is actually not that small. We'll get into some of the numbers, but it's our answer to big data on a micro local level. So who makes up the Eleanor Circle? At the time when we submitted this presentation to SMSS, which was a week and a half ago, we were at 12,000 members. Today we're at 13,500. So this is a large group. They're growing every day. We added 600 new members in the month of September. We're growing 40% year over year. And the interesting thing about this is we're recruiting purely by two avenues, word of mouth and print ads. This is an example up on the screen of a recent print ad. It doesn't share a ton of information. If any Elle readers are in the audience, you've probably seen this ad running in recent issues of Elle. And people are joining based on seeing this, but more than this, they're joining based on word of mouth. They're hearing from their friends, oh, I got to try this amazing Lancome product, or I got a new tech device that I'm road testing for Elle. We send out a lot of great things like that on a very regular basis, and advertisers are paying us to do that because these people are so influential and they're so representative of the Elle reader. So essentially, we're seeing participation rates within the community that far exceed industry standards, often in the 90 to 95% range. Click-through rates are often in the 20 to 25% range, so numbers that we're really proud of. And of course, scale was our biggest goal at the onset. We wanted to make sure we were able to segment and slice and dice the community in appropriate ways, but never at the expense of engagement. And so we're happy to see that the engagement is still there. From a demographic standpoint, the Eleanor Circle is made up of almost half millennials who are earning a median household income of 70K. These demos are almost identical to the profiles that we're seeing with our print readers and our Elle.com users. So that's reassuring to us. Of course, we're screening them in based on the registration survey, but when we're able to authenticate the demographics and see them mirroring who we see from a syndicated standpoint, that's great. Perhaps the most important stat here, 42% of the community has a social following of 1,000 or more. The average Facebook following is under 500, so this sort of allows us to see that we're delivering an over-index of social influencers. And when we identified this, we took it even further with one of the case studies that we're going to be sharing about L Social Club, which is a smaller segment of L Inner Circle. So we know that our advertising partners are after this woman, this exact woman, so we're able to provide solutions to them by offering the L Inner Circle as a platform. So our mission. First and foremost, we want to foster engagement and elicit valuable insights with our members. The thing we loved about Fuel Cycle when we first met with them is that their entire philosophy is predicated upon member first. They put members first. And just backing up a little bit, the L Inner Circle was launched well over 10 years ago. We've had various vendors throughout our story and throughout our process. It started off as just purely a survey platform, so we didn't have a destination website like linnercircle.com. It was a one-way monologue where we were putting out surveys, getting feedback, analyzing the feedback, sharing that with advertisers. Over the course of the disruptive, you know, economy that's taken place within the digital marketplace and within the fashion landscape, we realized we needed to put the consumer first. If we're going to be eliciting feedback from members, we need to, you know, complete that feedback loop. We need to have an actual forum where members can share with one another. And we identified the importance of members being connected to like-minded peers. So if they're passionate about fashion, they're passionate about beauty, they're passionate about L, I bet they want to connect with other people who are just like that. And it turns out that that's true. So fostering engagement, continuously authenticating who the L woman is from a demographic and consumer journey standpoint, helping paint that picture for our advertisers of how consumers come to purchase products, what's their decision-making process like, what influences them, what really makes them tick. We're able to answer some of those questions with this community, which is really helpful. We conduct ad creative testing, and then we're also able to enhance audience development efforts. So if a brand, let's say Michael Kors, comes to us and says, we've identified exactly who our core consumer is, it's this type of woman, she shops here, she reads these magazines, she follows these brands on social, we can create lookalike models with this community based on that core demographic, which is incredible. And it's all also very valuable and very desired by a lot of the brands that we work with, all the way from Louis Vuitton, all the way down to, you know, Guess or JCPenney. So we've seen a lot of traction with advertisers for that capability, and also just the ability to deliver first-party real-time data. So now I'm gonna turn it over to Jackie. She's gonna talk a little bit more about the nitty-gritty of the community, how it works, what the capabilities are, and what ultimately what the benefits of having a community are.
Thank you, Lauren. So like Lauren said, we're gonna take a closer look into how this actually works, the inner workings of the community. So Elle has been utilizing the Fuel Cycle platform since 2014. And in that time, they have been facilitating a two-way dialogue between the brand and consumers of the brand. So for example, we have a luxury fashion activity here that actually was launched in the community. For this activity, respondents were asked to evaluate what it means to be a luxury fashion brand, trying to evaluate the impact and awareness that these brands have on L Inner Circle members. So members are taken to the activity. Now, depending on which methodology we would like to go to, we have an activity here in survey format, for example, where the data is being collected. So respondents are directly going to this research activity and they're asked to leave their feedback. After a member participates in this activity and leaves the sought-after and valuable feedback that we're looking for, they are now driven to a safe space where they're able to have conversations with women just like them who love the brand and are dedicated to the brand as well. However, what really makes this such a special and unique opportunity for consumers is that they're not only speaking to women like themselves, but they're also able to have dialogues with moderators who are representatives of the brand, such as Lauren. So they're getting this unique opportunity to leave their feedback and directly talk to the brand and have a relationship with the brand. And you can see in these examples that members are able to have not only give their valuable feedback, but now we're really fostering this engagement because they're interacting with the brand themselves. So going into the how of the L Inner Circle. Like I said earlier, there are several methodologies that our platform is able to utilize to gain these deep insights into the member experience. Sentiment analysis, heat mapping, creative testing, these are all incorporated into methodologies such as live chats, discussions, surveys. And these are all used to drive engagement and to gain those valuable feedback and insights. In addition, the platform is able to incorporate social integrations, which allow members to connect their social presence to the community. And what this means is that they're giving L insights and an in-look into their personal social handles, not only giving L an upper hand to see how people are socializing with the L brand, but also giving advertisers the opportunity to use members to actually drive awareness of their brand. So they're connecting with these members who are actually consumers or lovers of these brands, and they're able to utilize their social presence in order to drive awareness. Once again, we're seeing how this is a win-win relationship between L, the consumers, and the advertisers. Now, going into how do we keep them engaged? We want these members to be long-term. We want to keep them not only engaged, but also interested. And there's several ways that FuelCycle goes about this. So first, we have topical studies and activities. Again, these are methodologies that we choose depending on the research objectives and how we need to see the data. We introduce these studies to the community. Once that data is collected, we have unique infographics that wrap up the survey to say, this is what the data looks like, and this is how you as a consumer are actually impacting the brand. We want to make it very clear to our members that we value your voice, and we're actually listening to what you're saying when we're making business decisions that impact our bottom line. Next, we have monthly member spotlights. The goal of this is to really humanize the women of this community. Elle takes great pride in understanding what a true woman looks like and identifying with them. And that's what we want to make sure we're doing in the community. These are not just people behind their computers. These are real women, and we truly value them, and we want them to see that they are in our spotlight. In addition, we have monthly staff spotlights as well. For this is very similar, but however, now we want to see that the staff is coming to life. Showing brand representatives really proves that the valuable feedback that we're getting is being seen by real people who are actually representing the brand. In addition, to keep engagement up, we have bi-monthly newsletters. This really keeps the lines of communication open with our members, and it ties back to the bigger picture. So you're taking surveys, you're giving discussions, so what? The so what is that you're impacting a brand that you truly love and that you're dedicated to. And we are able to show them exactly what their impact looks like. So I'm going to have Lauren kind of go into our first case study.
Thank you. It's interesting just thinking about the member spotlights and the staff spotlights. We just started those probably 6 months ago. And they are by far and away the most engaged bits of content on the site. And they're not tied to revenue. They're not tied to a business objective. But the thing for us is recognizing that they are driving engagement, they are getting people to the site, and it's part of the return on relationship that we have. We call it ROR. I'm sure you got a lot of people in the room have heard that. We need to lay that foundation of return on relationship in order to truly get the accountability and the ROI for the sponsored projects. So consumers know that when they come to the site, they're not just going to be questioned on brands and things like that, which, by the way, they love because it's their favorite brands. They're also going to get some interesting insider information. So we're going to talk about three different case studies. They're all a little bit different in terms of what the objective was, what the project entailed. The first one is for lipstick. So this was a drugstore brand. Everyone in this room has heard of it. It begins with an M and ends with Abilene. Just keep that in the room. But they came to us. They were launching two new lipsticks in the spring of this year. They were different lipsticks, different types of products than what they have traditionally put out in the market. And they wanted to test the products with qualified consumers. Who better qualified than Elle beauty enthusiasts, Elle experts, Elle social influencers? So they reached out to us. They actually came to us for this idea, and they were willing to sample at scale. So we sent out 7,000 beauty, 7,000 lipsticks rather, and actually it was 14,000 lipsticks because we identified 7,000 members and they got two lipsticks. So excuse the number there. So each member got two lipsticks, two different shades. The shades were universal. They could work on any skin tone, which is really kind of cool. And the goal of the program for Maybelline was to drive social conversation and to drive brand awareness. We didn't end up doing any type of large campaign around this outside of just mailing the product as a surprise and delight moment for the consumer. We didn't let them know it was coming, but of course we have their mailing address, we have their color preferences, we have their skin tone. We didn't have to use it for this one since it's a universal color, but often we do surprise and delight programs where we know their birthday, we know their skin tone, we know their hair color, and they share that information with us knowing that we're gonna use it in a fun way for them to receive something that's customized to them. So the results of this, we had a 30% response rate on the follow-up survey. And ultimately, we were able to drive great awareness for the brand. 89% of the consumers who tried the products said that they would definitely recommend them. We got some really rich testimonials from consumers on their social channels. So we asked consumers to use a custom hashtag and to share their experience with the products. We saw, I think, around 300 posts on Instagram alone using the custom hashtag. I mean, that we were very happy with that because we can't force people to post. We can encourage them, but to see that people were organically doing that and there's a value for the brand in that was great and very positive for us on this one. Do you have anything to add on this?
Yeah, I think just being able to go back to the advertiser and seeing such a strong statistic is a really powerful thing for Elle to be able to do, or for any brand to say, well, this is as you're introducing a product to your consumers, which they go through Elle to do. Just really understanding what a strong sentiment there is behind these statistics is wonderful when you're going back to your advertisers. So it's just a great thing to have.
And, you know, this is an Elle example, but thinking about how this could work for some of the other brands and businesses in the room, I think if you're a consumer-focused brand, you probably have enthusiasts, people who love your brand, who get value from being part of a community just by virtue of the fact that they're closer to your brand, they're touching your brand. So it's an interesting idea for brands that don't have one. The next case study is for a luxury facial serum. This is a brand that's sold at Bergdorf Barney's, Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus. And I'm just going to say the brand because why not? It's Shiseido. It's a great brand. They have this product called Ultimmune, which is their signature product. And we have a long-standing relationship with this brand, with Shiseido, and they came to us wanting to distribute 600. We had 300 product samplers who received two products, so there were 600 products. Both cases, it's just double the number. So they received full-size Ultimmune products, and they were asked to try the products for 2 weeks. They had to use the product two times a day for 2 weeks, and then ultimately share their feedback. Objective of this program for Shiseido was very simple and very clear to us. They wanted us to help drive reviews on their e-commerce site. You think about the way people are shopping for beauty. They're going to Sephora. They're going to Sephora.com. They're going to drugstore.com, beauty.com. They're not necessarily going to Maybelline.com or to Sephora or to Shiseido.com or to Lancome.com. They're going to the retailers. So there was a lack of review on the site. There was a lack of consumer information on the site. Ultimately, from the 300 product samplers that received the product, 69% took the follow-up survey. We were able to drive 225 reviews for the website. We are essentially the review engine for this brand, which is exciting to see. And they didn't just use the positive reviews. It's important to use both sides of the equation. And 95% of the consumers used the product 11 plus times in the trial period. So these are very engaged people. Sorry, I didn't know, Jackie, if you have anything to add on that
one. Oh, no, sure. I just to stress the importance of capturing reviews. I don't know if anyone When was the last time you ate at a restaurant without Yelping it first, or without making sure that it has enough stars, or whatever the case may be? So sometimes getting those reviews can be very difficult to get on this level. And I think just utilizing the platform in this way was a really just a very intelligent way of getting these reviews. So.
Yep. And they actually signed on for the continuity program for 2018 with us based on those results. The last example that we're really excited to share, this is hot off the presses, is we're further segmenting the L Inner Circle to just identify the 1%, the people who are the most socially engaged, have the largest followings, spend the most on fashion, spend the most on beauty. You can imagine these are the women that brands are really coveting. They're really coveting that relationship and that access to. So we set out to identify the 100 most influential L Inner Circle members. And we define that by a multitude of ways. Ultimately, we had over 7,000 women apply to become part of the L Social Club. We chose 100. We went through, my team of three and I went through and hand-picked these women based on their social handles, the engagement, their open-ended answers to why they want to be part of Social Club, and what they get out of it is full-size free products, the ability to come to events, to come to the L offices. We're really going to bring them under the tent on what we do as a brand. And anytime we do sampling programs or surveys or anything that has an interesting incentive, they will be at the top of the list to be part of that program. Why are we doing this? Why does it make sense? Micro-influencers are obviously a huge topic of conversation in the social media landscape and in the digital landscape. You know, they're often more effective at driving purchase funnel, sorry, I'm like blanking on the word I'm trying to use, the funnel metrics from the top of the funnel down to the bottom of the funnel. Micro-influencers are often seen as being more effective than even the mega influencers. So we're talking about people that have a following of under 10,000, roughly around 10,000. And some stats on these women, the median age is 26, median household income is 72K, so they actually are more affluent and younger than the overall segment or the overall community. 41% of these members have followings of 5,000 or more. The average following is 10,000, and combined, they're reaching 1 million on social. So for a brand that comes to us and wants to really make a big splash with social, we have the L Social Club, and these are real women. What's more, it's immensely valuable for brands to have real consumers out there talking about their product, people who are excited about it and not being paid for it. So we're sort of thinking about how we're gonna innovate in this space and really bring solutions to our brand partners that not only benefit them, but these are women that are psyched to be part of this group because they're gonna get information, they're gonna get free product, they're gonna be closer to L. I have email chains ongoing with almost 50 of these women on a daily basis, like just forming a relationship. So it's been really fun. Research has changed a lot since the time when I first started at L, which was about 8 years ago. And it's been really fun to see the excitement not only from the consumers but also from the brands for this initiative.
100%. I mean, talk about your mutually beneficial relationship. Like Lauren said, these are women who are absolutely psyched to be a part of this program because they are able to, as influencers of either beauty, fashion, they're able to get inside scoop on new products that are going to hit the market. They're able to test them, and they're able to communicate this information with their thousands of followers. And the brand is also benefiting because now they have these, you know, powerful and influential women who are actually becoming ambassadors of their product and are actually guiding traffic to the brand and driving brand awareness. So I think it's a very brilliant way of really driving engagement and also having this mutually beneficial relationship between a brand, advertisers, and the consumers.
So just in conclusion, we all know data is becoming more and more important. There's an increasing expectation from consumers to have what we call relationship memory, to understand them better with all of the data and the data trail that they're leaving behind. So as data becomes more important, I believe community becomes more important because we're able to, as I mentioned earlier, we can't necessarily boil the ocean, but we can look at a very specific group that's representative of the ocean and get them to a nice, healthy boil and really, really understand them and get close to them and use them as just one tool in our arsenal of other data resources. Of course, we're still focused on syndicated research and looking at how L stacks up competitively with things like MRI and Nielsen and ComScore and Adobe and all of those tools. But there are limitations to those tools that we're able to fill in with the community through Fuel Cycle, which has been great. So these efforts combined have significantly boosted member loyalty and at times generated up to 90% levels of community engagement, which is a stark contrast to similar efforts on major social platforms, where strong engagement rates for branded posts hover around 1% on Facebook and around 3 to 6% on Instagram. We're seeing upwards of 90%. So by fostering a more vibrant brand community, the Inner Circle has increased the appeal of Elle's readership as a whole, and advertisers can now vividly see and hear and touch and understand the passions and interests of Elle consumers and their consumers as well. So I think that's it for us. We would love to open it up to questions now, if there are any.
We have about 7 minutes for questions. So I think by now everyone knows the drill. Raise your hand. I'll come over and give you the microphone.
Hi, thanks for sharing that. Speaking of your inner circle, inside of your inner circle, do I get it right that you manage it manually?
Manually?
Oh, 100%. All the relationships with 100 people, everything done in-house. And do you somehow oblige those women? Like, if something they post is 100% voluntary, you just send them out samples and they do whatever they want. So no obligations imposed on this membership.
Right. Yeah, so to answer the first question, this is all handled manually. So my team is three people. It's myself and two people. And then Jackie is an instrumental part of our Fuel Cycle team. All of the content, all of the ideation is coming from me and my team. And then the execution, Fuel Cycle is there to sort of help make our dreams come true and our ideas come to life, which is great. And then the other part of your question, what's in it for them? Are we paying? We can't, there's actually legal obligations or legal prohibitions against us forcing, we can't force anyone to post. And actually we have no interest in that anyway. So what we do is we'll send them a detailed email letting them know what's to come. You know, this is a product that you should be getting in the next couple weeks. Often even before that step, it's, are you interested? Do you raise your hand? Are you interested? Do you want this product? We're sending out X number of products. We want to put you at the top of the list. Will you try it? Will you share your feedback on it? Yes, yes. Okay, now we're going to move them forward in the process. And we would send them the product. We would encourage them to post. We tell them we're checking in on the posts. Part of the surprise and delight mechanism that we have in place is we do check in on the posts. And when I see a great post that got a lot of likes or was just, even if it didn't get a lot of likes, but it was well written and it was, you know, art directed in a cool way, my team will send them a bag. We'll send them a tote bag with beauty products from our beauty closet. So we're incentivizing in more grassroots guerrilla ways that are being shared virally. But that's where that ends. We really don't have any other formal incentives in place.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So one is a comment and the other is a question. So the first one is, I couldn't help but notice that your inner circle, the way you branded it in the logo, is very close to Neiman Marcus's In Circle rewards. And I didn't know if that was intentional and if that helped you because it's fashion and you're about fashion and beauty, if that helped you generate folks.
You want me to answer? And then?
Yeah.
Okay. No, actually, we recruit for this group. The nearly 14,000 that are part of this group have been migrated over from the original Inner Circle, which was formed in 2005, somewhere around 2005. There's zero relationship, and if we were to tap into it's Neiman Marcus, mm-hmm. right? If we were to tap into Neiman Marcus in some way, that would be part of a larger marketing program, mm-hmm. yeah, where we would do a list share or something like that. But we haven't done that with any brands. We haven't done that with any retailers or partners. This is all owned and operated by Elle. We don't leverage lists from any brands that we work with.
Okay, thank you. And then the other piece was is that you are sending product for the program, and you have a membership, obviously, that you want to buy your magazine, subscribe to, so on and so forth. Are you seeing tremendous lifts? Because it looked like these folks that are members were also at a very high percentage subscribers. So did you see lift, or are you seeing lift?
We just tested, so just backing up, one of our goals, our goal was never to drive subscriptions. Our goal was to answer the call of advertisers. Our goal was to drive revenue for the brand. We have a separate department, consumer marketing, that's focused on strategies that drive subscriptions and drive newsstand, and that's a whole team. That's, you know, that's part of the Hearst organization, and they do that for every title. That being said, knowing that we do have this captive audience, this group that's really interested in Elle, and knowing that 75% subscribe, how can we convert the 25% that don't? We started thinking about that in the last year, and what we've done is send out exclusive promotions to those 25%. So we'll target an email just to those people with an offer that allows them to subscribe to Elle at a deeply discounted rate because they're Inner Circle members. So that's another perk of joining this free community. You also get a much more discounted opportunity to subscribe. Hi, sorry.
Hi, I have a couple of questions. Well, the first question was like a follow-up to the gentleman's earlier question of how you managed to build and maintain relationships with the Inner Circle members with only, I don't know, three or four people with 13,000 members. I would love like for you to like follow up on that. Like, do you have a chatbot? Like, how do you actually humanly possible to like accomplish that? Or how do you prioritize that? I mean, the second question is more around like you mentioned you were at Yale for a long time and the data team has evolved over time. I was curious as to like what capabilities do you think that you end up developing with your team.
Okay. So first question, how do we manage the bandwidth of nearly 14,000 members with only three content creators? The first part of the answer is that we set expectations with the community members. You know, you will hear from us two or three times a month. Two of the times it'll be a survey, perhaps one of the times it'll be a sampling opportunity. So they know what to expect from us. We also have done how are we doing check-in surveys where we ask them, how often do you want to hear from us? And the feedback we've gotten from that is that we're roughly in line with what they want from us. The content that we have on the site, we have ongoing franchises. So one person on my team handles the staff spotlight, one person on my team handles the member spotlight. Those happen every month. So that's just a monthly thing that's pretty easy for us to do. We get them in the queue and then we program them out. Surveys happen more on an irregular basis because advertisers will come to us. Like that luxury fashion study was a designer brand that was showing at New York Fashion Week, and they were interested in some insights around their collection and things like that. So they came to us 48 hours later. I had written a survey. Jackie had programmed it. It was up on the site. 24 hours after that, we had 900 responses, and 24 hours after that, our publisher was in Europe presenting the findings. It's probably 40% of my job to make sure that the content is happening on a regular basis and happening quickly. But it's easier than you would think because what happens is the community is a living, breathing thing, and the community members begin talking with one another, and then that's fulfilling in and of itself for these members. There's friendships being formed. There's comments back and forth between members. So we kind of step aside and let that happen because that's what we want to happen anyway. This is a safe community for like-minded individuals that love fashion, love beauty, and love Elle. So we'll be there, and we'll be there to sort of like comments and comment back, but it's kind of their community at this point. Second part of the question, what was the second part of the question?
Capabilities,
yes.
For your team.
Oh, well, there's a lot of exciting stuff on the horizon, and I'll mention one thing that's on the roadmap with Fuel Cycle that we're really excited about, and that's chatbots. You mentioned it. I think it'll help automate the process a little bit for us. So that's exciting. And then other data capabilities, even outside of, from a broader perspective, outside of what we're doing with Fuel Cycle, We're getting smarter and faster as an organization at being able to understand consumer behavior and consumer journey through outside vendors just like FuelCycle, who help us determine how does a print ad actually lead to purchase. Can we connect a print ad to someone who actually purchased that product? There are studies now being developed to help answer that question, because the issue of ROI with print comes up a lot because there's not the analytics that there are with a digital ad that there are with a print ad. So we're sort of like learning more about that and helping advertisers understand that more. And then from a community standpoint, video analysis, we're able to post videos and almost use a heat mapping technology to see what parts of the video were the most exciting for consumers. We can do that with ads. We're doing live focus groups, live chats, so we're taking away the need for people to come into our office and do focus groups that way. So it's an exciting time. I hope that answers your question.
Lauren and Jackie, will you be around the rest of the day?
I should be. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're around.
All right, fantastic. All right, well, let's give it up for Lauren and Jackie. Thank you so much.